Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. The quest for adequate seating in Bridgetown churches. On this day, May 3rd in the year 1825, a letter appeared in the Barbadian newspaper under the caption, Communication from a Friend to Religion. This letter brought the lack of adequate church accommodation to public knowledge. The contents highlighted that due to, quote, the population of Bridgetown having greatly increased within the last few years, and there being no seats in the Cathedral and Parish Church of St. Michael, exclusively set apart for strangers and poor people, nor places sufficient for the free colored people, and it being extremely inconvenient for respectable families who live in Western Bridgetown to attend divine service, end quote, the construction of a new chapel was absolutely necessary. The writer therefore proposed that a voluntary subscription be started to collect funds to build a new chapel in Bridgetown, quote unquote, in the form of a chapel of ease. The concerns of the writer about the availability of space for worship in Bridgetown because of the increase in population could not be ignored. As the capital at the time, Bridgetown was a thriving maritime center, and by the 18th century, the commercial activity there was attracting Barbadians from all social classes. According to available records, by the first quarter of the 19th century, the population of Bridgetown and its environs had risen to 20,000. Additionally, within this period, the population of the parish of St. Michael was 19,249, of which 5,405 were white, 1,551 were colored, and 12,293 were enslaved. Therefore, the colored and enslaved population represented the majority of inhabitants across the parish and Bridgetown as the urban and commercial hub. The free coloreds, free blacks and enslaved comprised the working class population of Bridgetown. However, no provision was made for the three quarters of the population of Bridgetown to worship. With the appointment of Reverend William Hart Coleridge as the first Bishop of Barbados in 1825, the pleas of the letter writer found a willing ear. Therefore, one of the first acts of Bishop Coleridge was to collect funds by public subscription, and with £5,000 from the government purse, the new chapel, to be known as St. Mary's, was built in the churchyard, the old churchyard, the former site of the cathedral, before it relocated to its present location at St. Michael's Row. St. Mary's was then consecrated in 1827. As was revealed 7 years later, in response to an 1834 Colonial Office questionnaire on the number of church buildings and schools in Barbados, the construction of St. Mary's Church did not totally relieve the lack of worship space for the residents of Bridgetown. The rector of St. Michael's Church responded and expressed the need for additional church buildings so as to seat 10,000 more persons, to which the rector indicated that he did not have the funds to provide the additional seating. The answer to adequate seating in the churches of Bridgetown was a challenging one. However, the writer of the letter, published on this day, May 3rd in the year 1825, was making a timely intervention on a matter that was dear to the hearts of many within the population of Barbados who were for centuries ignored as being soulless.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.